But God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. When I was growing up, and it was later when we were in high school, about 16 years of age, 16, 17, the brother that's a year younger and I shot a lot of archery. We bought some bows from some uncles. My parents, my dad knew nothing about archery. He didn't teach us. So we kind of trialed and erred and learned on our own to figure out this thing, archery. We bought compound bows and they were really powerful and all of these things. But living where we lived in a little tiny town you've heard me talk about, and it took forever to get things. And nowhere around there was an archery shop. You couldn't just go buy arrows, and we would have to order them. And then when we got them, we'd have to make them, glue them, put the fletching on, the whole thing. And then we would shoot them, and we would lose them. And then we'd spend a lot of hours looking for a lost arrow because, well, we'll have to go on, call in or send in a form, wait for it to get there, and a month and a half later, we would get an arrow back. So it was pretty substantial for us to actually lose an arrow. Recently, I decided to give it a try with what's called a recurve bow and go to traditional shooting, meaning there's no sights on my bow. It's a long bow, about this tall, recurve limbs, and you guess. It's like, that's 20 yards, 30 yards, I'm shooting. And I was at my brother's a couple weeks ago, and I lost an arrow. So my brother quickly gave up on the search. I kept looking. He said, you'll never find it. It's gone. Forget it. And he went on to do his thing. And every time we came back outside, I would spend a little extra time looking. He said, forget it. It's gone. You're not going to find it. Well, I spent the night. The next morning, got up. He and I see a lot of sun rises. We get up very early. And I'm out messing around looking for the thing. He said, you're not going to find this arrow. And later that day, I was out looking. And sure enough, I find the arrow. And I put it away. And he said, I don't know why you spent your time. You should have just given up. I can't believe you found it. After all, you have another dozen already. Well, it was a carbon fiber arrow. It looked like wood, so it blended in really well, and it was hard to find. But I did find it, and he said, I gave up on it a long time ago. Our gospel lesson, the things that were lost in the parable that Jesus told, are more substantial than an arrow. The woman losing one silver coin out of 10, that's substantial income. A sheep being lost is substantial to the shepherd. It is misplacing 10% of your income for an annual salary, something like that. And you can imagine how that resonated with the people he were talking to. The interesting thing about this, as you study and read over the gospel, is that Jesus is not pushing anyone away. And there's three characteristics in this gospel lesson that Jesus shows us that I'd like us to kind of focus in on. One of them is compassion. Jesus is telling the parable, even when there's people that are doubting him, because he has sinners around him. And he's being very compassionate about it. He's not scolding them, lecturing them. He is being very compassionate, allowing everyone to gather around him. The other characteristic is he's putting in the effort. The beginning of the gospel says even the sinners are gathering around him. He could just turn around and say, forget it, like my brother did with my arrow. Or he put in the effort to have compassion and to tell them and show them where they could be saved, the examples. And then persistence. He doesn't just do this parable. There's a parable last week, and then there's another one. And he walked with us. And he lived with us. And God continues to send prophets to us to tell us how to be saved. And Jesus, his only son, being sent. Persistence. Now, what do we learn from that? What do we do with our lives as Christians? Well, there's lost out there. There are those people out there that are just lost. And we need to show them compassion. We don't need to show them any other thing other than compassion and try to save them by sending them the gospel with our words or our action and yet showing them compassion. There's too many that are Christians that dwell and hammer home an idea and not showing that compassion. We need to put forward the effort or energy in saving others as well. We need to go out of our way, and we do a really good job of that. And then we need to be persistent. We need to keep looking and not give up. As my brother said, forget it. We can't forget it. We're Christians. This is part of what we do. This is part of who we are. Now, I would also throw in that the lost aren't always just out there. Every once in a while, and I know especially for myself, I'm lost. When I sin, I'm lost. When I go astray and I put things ahead of God, I'm lost. And I need you as a community to bring me back. Everyone beside you gets lost every once in a while. That's why church is a community, because we come together to help the lost be found, even when it's ourselves. We show compassion to one another. We put in the effort to one another, and we're persistent. How many times has someone said to you when you come to church, say, I missed you last week? Persistence, effort, and compassion. Just with, I missed you last week. This community at St. Thomas does a wonderful job. We do outreaches. We do inward reaches. We touch one another's lives. That's one of the biggest reasons we have stuck. My family has stuck here. Because every once in a while, we get lost too. And it's you who bring us back home. Think about that in your life. How many times, unconsciously, have you said or hugged or talked to someone sitting right beside you and you just felt compelled to do it? That person felt compassion, energy, effort, and persistence from you. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to be kind of like my brother and say, just forget it. It's gone. Community is extremely important. I have a friend that's a Roman Catholic. Decides to stay home in her apartment and read the Bible. That's all she needs. And I challenge her. I said, that's not all you need. You need a community because you will get lost. Even if you're just reading scripture, you need a church, a community that will keep you from being lost. Remember that. Even when you're lost, you can look within our own community for that compassion, energy, and persistence. And when the opportunity arises, be prepared to offer compassion, energy, and persistence. Amen.